pressure to announce the winner.
I think a lot of people know me just on the pitch, and they don't know me, and they don't know where I come from, and they don't know how hard I begin.
Wherever you go, you say, I'm from Togo. Yeah, Adiba.
Believe Adebayo is our savior. I heard some people say that. Adebayo is our savior.
What's their prayer? So there's going to be a prayer as Adebayo gets out of his vehicle.
When you spoke to him, what did he say? Did he say that the bonus row has been resolved? It's not been resolved. Yeah, how much do they want, do you know? 10,000 each.
Yeah.
So the Zambians are here, the Togolese are not here. That's outstanding, isn't it? You know, people are waiting for him here, you know? Please, yeah, as soon as you hear something, let me know. Bye.
You sometimes pinch yourself and say, is this really me?
Most of the time, every single morning when I wake up, because I have a chance now to have good house, good flat in London. 7 years ago, I was playing for, I don't know, 5 days, something like this for a game. Those are the things that if God put his hand on you, it's only the Almighty who can say, yes, you can be this and you can be that.
I was very much concerned by the fact that we are losing so many talents in Africa. They just go down the drain. Not opportunity to be monitored properly, to be advised and so on and so forth. There was so much loss, and then somebody told me there is a young kid there, 7, 8, has all the qualities and the talents. As young as he was, Adebayo Seyi could juggle with tennis ball. And then I said, no, this is not just a young kid. This is a superstar to be.
Thank you.
people love Adebayo so much? Because people believe that if politically there is still trouble, the only thing that is left for us is football. And who is making it? Adebayo. People do make some jokes that after the president of the republic, in terms of popularity, is Adebayo Seyi. You know, he himself, he laughs at all those things. But I can assure you, everybody wants to see the man. Everybody wants to touch the man. If you see them touching him, the way, like, kind of vibration, he has something. I'm not trying to compare him to God or to, you know, any spiritual leader, but just to give you a gist. I heard some people say that Adebayo is our savior.
Wait, let ambassador come. Wait, please. Wait,
the ambassador is coming. Manik.
Hi, Mariah. Hello, my father. Hello, my mother. Hello, my brothers and sisters. Today, I come here for a good day.
Coming up in South Africa, playing a qualifier here. Togo is hosting Zambia.
The fourth team is Olufade Alimaki.
Say Adebayo.
When you're young, you just play football to enjoy yourself. When I was playing before, it's already made me change the person watching me. My mom, my father, my brothers, my cousins are there watching me. But now, all the great people are watching. All around the world people are watching. So it's a big responsibility. So as long as you take the shirt, putting it on, you have put your soldier's shirt on, you're going to work. People are there watching you. I'm going to see what you're going to do. If I disappoint them, it's like taking a bomb and putting the country, killing people. No, I cannot do that. But what I can do is make these people happy. Scoring goals, winning the game. Playing football, as long as you put the shirt on, there is a lot of things that can happen. You can get kicked. Your leg can be broken. Some people, they have finger on their eyes, they can't see anymore, they become blind. Can you imagine? You can collapse on the pitch, you can fall down and pass away. That happened already, not only once. So, as soon as you put the shirt on, just pray to your God, oh, thank you for giving me this time to be here at this moment. And all what I have to do is send a good message. You must be ready for everything. Everything can happen at any moment.
We've now been joined in the car by Emmanuel Adebayo's mom.
When I gave birth to Shay, he was a normal child. He was walking, a very lively child. And then I took him back home, and all of a sudden my son could not walk again. He became a paralyzed child. And I tried everything. I tried medicine, praying. It didn't work. So we took Shay to the church, and then the pastor gave us some herbs made of corn husks to, how do I describe it, to inject it in him. Miraculously, I did not have to even start using this medicine. The church leader, or the founder of the church, was playing with a ball. As they were talking to me casually, this is how you should use the medicine. And then the ball accidentally fell from the man's hand, and my son jumped and said, "Ah!" And then started following the ball, you know. And I first wanted to stop it, and I was asked to leave him. So they picked the ball, bounced it, the ball rose, and my son would try, get up, fall, just trying to get to the ball. And that's how he started to walk, without even having to use the medicine. Tears were coming out of his eyes. He just wanted to get to the ball. That is why I believe that the football Shay is playing today is no mean coincidence. My son was destined to be a footballer for
life. Have you ever been to London to see your son play at the Emirates Stadium? He plays for Arsenal. Have you ever been to the stadium?
Unfortunately not. My son has not yet invited me. Yeah. Whenever my son invites me, I would go and watch him play.
The most important thing what we're doing today is not for us here. It's what we leave behind us. What am I going to leave behind me? I don't want to leave a bad name. I want people to respect me. Well, yeah, they judge me for what I do.
Butchers at the World and the Move website.
I particularly love the Toby page.
Toads seem to capture your imagination. We've had hundreds of sightings on our website.
Your questions answered, your pictures loaded. bbc.co.uk/worldonthemove. Click on this, drag on that. Where's those painted ladies at?